Okay, my name is Gib Lewis. I served in the Texas legislature from 1971 to 1993. During that period of time, I served 10 years as a member and then 10 years as speaker. I was from Tarrant County, and a great county to represent.
So if you could start off by telling us a little bit about your background and what sparked your interest in politics, and more specifically running for the legislature.
Well, that's kind of an interesting story the way it came about. I was in the U.S. Air Force and stationed at Carswell Air Force Base. I was from Texas. I was born and raised in Limestone County, and I was stationed in Fort Worth at Carswell. After I was discharged from the Air Force, I went to work for a great company by the name of Olmsted Kirk Paper Company, and I was one of their sales reps. And they had a philosophy that they liked for their sales reps to be involved in community activity. And being that, well, I was a member of all civic clubs. I was a member of the Lions Club and the Kiwanis Club and the Junior Chamber of Commerce and all those. And of course, there's politics in those civic clubs too. And I became president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce, and I became president of the Fort Worth Lions Club. And then also I served on the city council in River Oaks, and the politics was involved at that point. And I had some people come to me and say, you know, you should run for the legislature. Well, of course, up to that time, I had never been in Austin in my life. Until I was elected, I'd never been into the state capitol. And so I let them talk me into it, and I was very lucky to get elected. And so I came to Austin, and I started a long career, much longer than I thought it would. Well, in those days, you ran at large in county. Now we have single member districts, but back when I first got in politics, we ran countywide. And there were six members from Tarrant County because of their population. And I think the redistricting of going to single member districts was the main thing on our mind. But, you know, things have changed a little bit, but not really. You know, you still have the basic principles of funding of education, making sure you got a good highway system, and making sure that, the county and the cities were recognized adequately on a state level. And, of course, always funding in order to find the funding. So it hadn't changed much. Well, I think the proudest accomplishment that anybody could have as far as being a speaker is being elected speaker, because you're elected by your peers. You're not elected by a big campaign, a lot of money spent on PR effort and trying to convince people that you're something that you really aren't. What you're doing, you're elected by people who know you very well. They know all your weaknesses, all your strengths, and they select you to be their spokesman, because that's what the speaker really is. He's a spokesman for the House, for the other 149 people, and they depend on him to represent them and represent them well. And to me, that was the largest accomplishment that I think I achieved at that point. And of course, while I was speaker, we did a lot of good things. In fact, that's where House Bill 72, which is still known as one of the best education renovations that the state has ever seen. And it was a big chore to do, and we did it. The same thing, first attempt to tackle the shortage of water in Texas. We had a major statewide committee to do that. And at the same time, to do other infrastructure things that need to be done. So I look back and look at the achievements we had during that 10-year period. And of course, at that time, I was the first person to ever serve at a 10-year, that length of time as speaker. So it gave me some time to create some ideas and follow through with them and to the end. So I'd say that was some of the major accomplishments we had. Well, I was very fortunate to have probably the best, I'd say, when I was speaker that 10 years, we had the best quality people in the state, I think. And back in those days, we paid no attention to political labels. I was talking to a member, an old member, just this morning, and they was talking about, back when we got elected and all served, nobody knew who was anybody. You didn't know if the guy next to you was Republican or Democrat or what. I mean, that, and party labels were not an issue. And in fact, when I made my committee assignments, I never looked at whether or not we had so many Democrats, so many Republicans. I looked at the person who could get the job done. I felt confident they could be chairman of that committee, could lead that committee to do what they were expected to do. And that's to look at legislation objectively and selectively and make sure that what came out of that committee was good for the state. And of all those members, and gee, I could probably name me 20 or 30 or 40 at this point that played a pivotal role in making that all happen.
What was it like working with the Senate at the time?
We had, of course, I went through two different venues of the Senate, one under Governor Hobby. He was the lieutenant governor, head of the Senate when I first got elected. And he has had a certain demeanor about the way he looked at things and the way he conducted the business of the Senate. And we got along very well. We would, of course, we would argue and at the same time, you know, disagree on things, but it would always be disagreeable, and, but we'd come together. And then I also served with Governor Bullock, and he was a little different type of guy, and he and I didn't get along as well as Governor Hobby and I did, but we would come to the conclusion that we were trying to settle what was right for Texas, and we both had the same thing in mind as what was going to be the best for the citizens of the state. Well, a new member to just sit and listen for a little while. Don't have the attitude you're going to change the world in the first 30 days because that's the system's not set up for that. And secondly, is to work hard. Get involved in the committee that you're assigned to. Know what the bills, that get as familiar with them and educated with the bills that are before you in your committee to where you can ask decent questions, good questions, probing questions, and work hard because I found that those members who do that are the ones who rise to the top. That's the cream of the crop, is those who focus on the committees they were assigned to, whether they like that committee or not. Be an expert in that committee and become an expert. And become knowledgeable about what comes out, and you'd be surprised how much respect you can get from your fellow colleagues.
Well, thank you very much. That was our last question.
Okay, thank you.